Hey guys, how's everyone doing tonight? Learning from Coach Russell Brunson tonight again, as usual, and just teaching, giving us lessons on how to get the various different types of traffic into our funnels. Traffic is basically people, but people that are on the internet. So, not traffic you get in your roads. But people coming into your funnel. So how do you fill your funnels full of traffic, full of people, get them through there? And basically today's lesson is earn traffic. It's like you've either got time or money, or you've got both, or you've got one or the other. So if you've got time, you earn your traffic. And this is what we're going to be learning today. If you want to pay for traffic, fine, but you still need to earn it because nobody will know who you are otherwise. So bear with me a moment. I mean, you could have the best funnel builder in the world. You could have the best team. You could have spent $100,000, £100,000 on a funnel. But if you don't know how to show people that funnel, or get it out there to share your message, you're never going to make a sale. You're never going to make a lead. You're never going to get anyone in your email list. And that's another thing I found out, like ClickFunnels. It's like after this OFA challenge, ClickFunnels is such an amazing platform. It's like Russell Brunson spent tens of millions of pounds, dollars on research, and he's done like your 21-day list building secrets, traffic secrets. He had a he wanted to promote as part of his offer Traffic Secrets. I can't remember the guy's name, but he's like, "Wow, I can't give it to you free, Russell. This is like all my work. This is everything I know that I sell. This is my course." In the end, Russell Brunson gave it, bought it off him for $1 million, and now he gives it away free when you sign up. His click funnels on his OFA challenge, and that's the only way you can get this. So yeah, and the way the internet plays out now, it's like everybody's grouped into different niches, what their interests are in. I mean, to break this down to simpler level, it's like what do you think of when you think of a congregation? You think of a church, and it's like, well, you've got the Mormon congregation, you've got the Muslims, the Jews, all that. So if you wanted to sell something to the Mormons, where would you go? You go to the Mormon church. So for me, I'm part of communities. It's like part of marketing community. Break that down more. Affiliate marketing, CPA marketing, sales, make money online. So the idea today is I've just been looking up, it's like where do I congregate? It's just lists of things. It's like where am I going to be advertising to? Where am I going to be searching for information, influence, helping other people. So it's just like, Facebook groups, Facebook pages, blog posts, podcasts, your favorite forums, YouTube channels, Instagram pages, that sort of stuff. So that's taken a few hours tonight. I've got about 30, 40 different things that I follow. And it's just something you can keep building on. It's like as you're going through, this publishing for me, affiliate marketing, helping others, sales, being passionate about what I do is not sort of get rich or anything like that. It is grinding hard like anything else, but it's just one of those things you build on. So it's like you find the influencers that are a level or two above you, and it's like, all right, I've got five. Next month I've got 10. you know, and you learn more, you push for more, and it's like when you reach that level, it's like you keep pushing, you keep going beyond that. But it all comes back to your avatar. Who are you trying to market to? So my avatar is essentially people like myself, you know, 25 to 35, in their 9 to 5, you know, male, et cetera, young professional, blah, blah, blah. And just who it's like, who's gonna be buying what I'm offering? Where are they congregating? They'll be congregating in similar places to me. And it's just like, you've got to brainstorm, put your head together. This isn't easy. It's like, no one's told me anything. I don't know if this is right. No one knows if this is right in terms of what I've got on paper. It's just keep going. And that's a scary thing. It's like, no one else knows about this apart from the people that are online. No physical person that I know knows anything, even what a sales funnel is. And that's scary. It's puts you on a downer now and again, but you just got to keep driving through. So the whole idea is this: it's like fishing. You throw in your hooks, you tell your stories, you're polarizing, funny, you know, not the person that sits on the bench, helping other people, and that'll drive people to your Facebook page, you know, ask you for help. Get your name out there, and people will naturally end up filling your funnel because you'll be putting your affiliate link on your page, you know, things like that. So there's three types of traffic. It's like Mark Zuckerberg, for example, he owns Facebook, and he owns all the traffic on Facebook, but you can control it. So if you pay a small amount of money and put an advert into one of these congregations that you found, you can control that traffic and drive them where you want to drive them, into your funnel. Is this making sense? This comes back to the time money conundrum. So basically, if you don't have time, if you don't have the money to buy ads to put the hooks in front of people, you can help people on there, share your stories, to earn your traffic that way. A bit slower, but it doesn't cost you anything. And the advice from Russell, which makes perfect sense, is if you can, do both. I mean, money is faster than time, always. So it's a good way to get started, but building that relationship with people, i.e. traffic, these are real people though, you need to help them. You need to put the time and the effort in to help these people, to gain trust, and to show continued support. Not just to get them in your funnel, but, you know, once they're in your funnel as well, once they've purchased, you know, get them on your list. Resell. Keep helping. End of. That's it. So either way, if you're paying or you're earning it for free, you're building a list at the same time through your squeeze page, so that they have to enter their email address, and building your list, you should be earning $1 per month, even if you're doing it badly, $1 per month per person on your list. So once you've got 10,000 people on your list, you should be able to quit your job. And that's your third set of traffic, is traffic that you own. So tomorrow I'm going to be talking about the Dream 100. I mean, once you get a list of 10,000 people, you'd be making six figures a year. And like me and you, you know, this is difficult to start with. It's grinding, especially with your 9 to 5. We're working every hour you're awake. And, you know, as it gets easier and you get to leave your job, you can build it fast because you've got more time, but it means you've got more time, you go to the gym, get fitter, healthier, concentrate better, you know, travel more, work from anywhere in the world. You know, it's all good news for everyone. So stick with it. This is the future. This is going to be, anyone that's with me now is going to make it. I'm going to make sure of it. David, hope you're listening, pal. Cheers, everyone. Cheers, bye.